Today is Ches Menachem Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, July 15th. We're learning Simen Tov Pei Ches, the order of Tefillah Shachris of Pesach, and we are in Sif Katan Dalet in the Mishnah Brura. In some editions, in the Dershu edition, that's page Tzadi Gimel. 378 in the English edition. And just to bring us back on track of what we're discussing, let's begin with the Mechaber first. And the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shachris nichnosim lebeis hakinesis v'koyrim hazmiroi shal Shabbos mispalim tefilas Shachris. On Shachris morning of Pesach, after we were up the whole night with the Seder, we come to Shul and we say the Mizmoyim, the Tillim, like we do on the regular Shabbos morning. The Goyim HaHalel, and we say Halel as well. The Mavarchin, Likreis Halel, and we make the Bracha, Likreis HaHalel, which we've seen last week, as opposed to Ligmon HaHalel. Ve'ein Mav Sikin Boy, Ela Kederach Shomru. Ve'ein Mav Sikin Boy, Ela Kederach Shomru. We discussed last week, we read the Mechaber a little, that there are certain places and times when a person would be mafsik, make interruptions. Someone comes to greet you, someone says hello to you. When do you respond? Can you respond? Sif Kodin Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, Kederach Shomrim B'Kriya Shema, the same hafsakos, interruptions, separations that one can make by Kriya Shema, one can also make by the Halal. To know exactly where one can start and stop, take a look in Simen Samech Vav. Because Simen Samech Vav discusses Kriya Shema. Then the Mechaber says, Be'emza ha-perek shoyel b'shloim aviv oy rabbi yomeshu shalom la'odom nichbod shenosel noy shalom. If one is in the middle of a perek, then one can shoyel b'shloim aviv, one can ask his father or his Rebbe, how are they doing? And you can respond, Meshiv Shalom La'odom Nichbod, to a respected individual. We should all be respected individuals. Shenosim Lo Shalom, that gives Shalom to you. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kodin Hei, Be'emsa HaPerek, Ve'elu Hein HaProkim. Now he will tell us where are the middle part, the stopping points. Where is the Emsa HaPerek? Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. These are the prokim. Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So, beginning of each one of these is a Be'emsa Perek. Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. Ahavti. Halleluhu. Halleluhu Es Hashem Kol Goyim. Min HaMeitzar. V'radak, Rav David Kimchi, one of the Rishonim, Kosa de Min HaMeitzar Einei Techilas HaMizmor. The Min HaMeitzar is not the beginning of the Mizmor. Ela maschil haydol Hashem kitoy, but you begin from haydol Hashem kitoy. Sivkot and vav. The Ramos, I'm sorry.
Not that we go by the
current numbers. The Ramos says v'dafka b'shnei yomim yishoynim shegoyimrim b'hem ha'halel dinam hachi leinin hafsaka avbiyomim shein goyim ayin leel simon tof chav beisav dalad. The Ramos says that this whole discussion about hafsakas of interruptions by the halal, it's only by the first 2 days of halal when we have a complete halal, but not in regards to the halacha change in regards to the other days of Pesach when we have a half halal, we call the chatzi halal. The Mechaber says, "V'imposak be'emso v'shoa afilu kedei ligmar skuloi." What happens if a person waited? He paused in the middle of his halal. He was thinking about a sugya and learning. Oh, no, I'll just give an example. And all of a sudden, he realizes, wait a minute. 10 minutes just passed by. He didn't realize he spaced out. He was in the middle of halal, and he was thinking such a nice pshat. Does he have to start from the beginning? Einoi tzarech lachzor elu l'mokim shepasach. He does not have to go back to the place from the beginning, only to the place where he left off.
382.
Thank you. Sifkot involved in the Mishnah Berurah. That's number 6 in the English. Be'emso hainu afilu be'emso haperek. The shoho Even if he made a mistake, he didn't realize he paused. Sometimes there's an emergency that comes up. Let's say a Hatzalah call, and he realizes it's nothing, you know, and he goes out right in the beginning of Hallel, comes back, you know, 3 minutes later, 4 minutes later. So he would just continue from where he left off. The Mechaber now says in Sif Beis, "Bahalal afilu ba asora koyin keechod." Before we see the Mishnah Brura, we're saying here in the Halel, even 10 people can say it together at the same time. There's a halacha which is called Trei Koli Loi Mishtamoi. Two voices are not heard. Two voices that are people speaking at the same time, you can't hear them. However, if one finds the topic very, very important, one can focus, and we'll see that you can focus on one of those topics. So here, normally we say, by Kiddush, for example, Trei Koli Loi Mishtamoi, we'll see the Mishnah Brura, that two voices are not heard. So if there are a few people making Kiddush at the same time, unless you really focus, which we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, that one person should make Kiddush after another person. Let's say you have a room here, a dining hall, and you'll be making Kiddush, and you'll be making Kiddush. So we'll see, the Mishnah Brura will say at the end that it's best to say one after another in order to not confuse the situation. So here by Hallel, since we're so enthralled with the Nisim and the Flois that took place, the miracles and wonders, we are going to be focusing and concentrating, and we'll be saying Hallel, and we'll be helping other people fulfill that mitzvah as well. So those who don't know how to say the Hallel, they'll be listening to us. Even 10 people at one time can say Hallel and be mitzi other people. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ritzo loymar afilo heichad afilo heichad shematzin yidei chayva b'amiros la'achirim." Even in a scenario where you yourself will be fulfilling your obligation b'amiros la'achirim by saying it to other people as well. At the same time, we don't say trei kolo loy mishtamoy. We don't say two voices are not heard at one time. In this case, by kriyas ha'Torah, we do say that. And the reason is the halel chavivi lahu mishum zichron hanes. Halel is so dear to the person, to us, because of the remembrance of the nisan that took place. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We're praising Hashem for that. V'yov daitayu v'shomei. Person will concentrate and listen well. For this reason, for the same reason, people, two or three people, let's say if they're in the same room together, they can make Kiddush at the same time. You'll make Kiddush for your family, he'll make Kiddush for his family, and so on and so forth. Even though they're saying Kiddush at the same time, it might confuse the situation. However, since we're focusing because of the Kiddush is so important, it won't be a problem. Or in the sukkah, you could also have, let's say, a community sukkah, and a few people making kiddush at the same time. It's also not a problem. Kiddush is dear to them. And interesting to note, why is the kiddush dear to us? So number 17, he brings from the Chok Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reisher, point that we have to remind ourselves every single day and throughout the day. Sheboy shebachar banu hakodesh baruchu v'nasan lanu shabosis lemenucha umayedim mesimcha zeichet etzis mitzrayim. We are different. We are different than the nations of the world. Hashem chose us. Bachar banu. He chose us. We are special. And we have to remind ourselves about this. And because of this concept, this is what we say in the Kiddush, Ashabach Arbon Mikol Amim, and the remembrance for the Nisan that Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim, so that's why a person will be focusing more on that Kiddush, even though there's another Kiddush being said right next to him. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Mokoyim, Yoyser Toiv, it's better, Shelo Yikadshu B'Vasachas, that people should not be making Kiddush at the same time. Heichet Shetzrichen Lohaitzi B'nei Beisam Ela Zechazet. In a situation where they have to be mitzi their family members, rather, they should do it one after another. So first you'll make Kiddush, and then you'll make Kiddush, and then you'll make Kiddush. and then everyone will hear it like that. Siv Gimel. Maitzin Shnei Svarim, we take out two Sifrei Torah. Bekairin Barishoin, and we lay in the first Sefer Torah, Chamisha Gavri, we call up five people. Can the person add more than five people? The Ramah says, Masifin B'yomtov, take a look earlier in Simresh Bey Beis. What do we take a look at? What do we lay in? B'parashas Boy, Min Mishru, Ad Mi Eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tzevoysom, Numaftir, Koire B'sheini, B'parashas Pinchos, Numaftir lanes from the second Sefer Torah, from Parshas Pinchos, Ubachoidish Harishoin, Umafter be Yeshua, and then you say the Haftorah from the Sefer Yehoshua, Be'esahi, from Be'esahi. Sif Kotin Tess in the Mishnah Brura, Umafter Koire, Ayin Le'el, Sivin Kuflam, Zay Mishnah Brura, Sif Kotin Yer Aleph. And over there, it discusses that if a person was delaying a posuk, Me'ikar Chavis Ayoim, a person made a mistake and he skipped. Let's say v'hikravtem, the pasuk of v'hikravtem, which concludes l'chaper aleihem, and he already made his bracha at the end of the aliyah, he would have to go back. Choyzer v'kari v'bracha, he had to go back and lane again. Sif kot nyod, in the Mishnah Brura, be'esahi, v'yesh maschilin v'yoymi Yeshua ala'om, hiskatshu. Some begin from a different point of Vayom Yeshua Elam Yitzkatshu, Chaynoyagin, and that is the Minhag. Sif Kotin Yud Aleph, the Mechaber first says, Mispalin Tfilas Musov, then we dav Musov, V'ein Maaskirin Geshem Mikan V'eloch, we do not mention, according to the Mechaber, Mashiv HaRuach Omoir HaGeshem from here and on, V'ayin le'el simen kuf yudal sef gimel. V'chein poiskin mishon ve'eloch. Milishol v'berchas hashonim. We also stop asking for the same tal or matel of bracha. And we would begin, like we are saying now, the same bracha. So the Mishnah Brura says in Sif Kotin Yirala, V'ein maskirin. We don't mention Mashiv Aruch Mare Geshem. Now that's according to the Mechaber. Das mechaber duhminik svarad shafilu b'musaf, even by musaf gufa emes kirin geshem. By musaf itself, the mechaber says we don't mention mashiv ruach mered geshem. However, the Ramah says v'das lazek kosav Ramah v'ayin le'el simin kuf yedal sef gimel. What does he say over there in kuf yedal sef gimel? The shom uvor by God min hagenu who kepoiskim the svir luhu. That Sibur Maskir B'Musaf. That our Minug is like the Poiskim that hold that Sibur Maskir B'Musaf, that the Tzibur does mention by Musaf. In other words, there's a Chazan, and let's say here's the Tzibur. Right now, it's Musaf on the first day of Pesach. Do you say Mashiv Aruch Mered Geshem? The answer is Ramah says, yes, you do. When do you stop saying it? When the Chazan over here, during his Chazaras Hashas, his repetition of the Shemone Esrei, when he does not repeat Mashiv Ruach Omer Geshem, now I know Mincha time, I will also not say Mashiv Ruach Omer Geshem. So what about making an announcement, clap on the bima and say, no more Mashiv Ruach Omer Geshem? Why don't we do that? So this way we know in the first place. So we'll see that in the Mishnah Brura. All same poiskim in mincha, then he stopped in mincha. But what then? Hayochit so too by a person who came late to shul, she'echab tivilosa b'musaf ad acha she'is palel ha'shliach sibor till after the shliach sibor davened no pasak loymer and mashiv ruch mer geshem gam kein shuv lo yaske geshem. That once the chazan already stopped saying mashiv ruch mer geshem, so then that individual would also not say mashiv ruch mer geshem in his tefila. We go after the chazan. Over there in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. Then we said, Mishon Ve'eloch, we also stop asking, we don't say the same Tal or Matal of Racha. Shuv Lo Yivakesh Al Matar. Now, we don't have that tefillah in the Yontif davening, that's in Chol HaMoed. We don't say the same Tal Matal of Racha. If a person did make a mistake, you have to take a look earlier in Kufyat Zayin in regards to repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. And you'll see over here that that's from the next few lines, that's what you'd have to do to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. V'hinei, af she'skimu ha'poyesim she'ein nochun she'yachris ha'shamish dover zech b'tzibur she'shuv lo yaskiru geshem u'matar she'nera ki'ilu mimanim al geshamim. We don't want to say it shouldn't rain. I know what we're all thinking. Here, almost every single day of this summer, it's been pouring rain. Okay, so they're thinking, why not? It's not nice. It's not polite. Hashem's giving us water. Hashem's giving us rain. We don't want to say, no more rain. We don't want rain anymore. We don't want to mention that. We don't want to say that. So that's why the Gabbai does not clap on the bima and say, we stop mentioning Mashiach Ruach Manah Geshem. We don't do that. Val derech shamru, as Chazal tell us, ein mispalin, turning the page, al roiv geshamim. We don't daven that it's too much rain that it should stop raining. Bekomokoim, nonetheless, nearly, now this is an interesting point that the Mishnah Berurah says, shenochoin mo'oid, it's appropriate, it's very appropriate, shahashamish yaskir b'chashoy l'roiv ha'oilam, koidin tfilas mariv, Shalayla Rishoyna Shalchal Amayid Shayoyim Rivasayim Bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says it is appropriate for the Gabbai to mention quietly to the majority of the shul. I guess from the majority, he mentioned to most of the people, they will tell the person next to them that tonight, the first night, Matzah Yontif, the first night of Matzah Yontif, when we daven a weekday Shmon Esrei of Chol Hamoed, we will be saying the same bracha. So I'm not announcing, I'm not saying the same tal matel of bracha. I'm not clapping the beam and saying that, which might imply I don't want rain. I am saying quietly to other people the same bracha. What we see from over here is that it is very important not to publicly announce to stop davening for the rain. If you take a look in the Shaar Tzion, Sif Katan Yud Beis, all the way in the bottom of the page of the Sefer, Sifkon Yud Beis in the Shaar Tzion. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Chafetz Chaim brings another approach. A yichtoiv mikoidim yontiv al haniyah. Write down on a piece of paper before yontiv. What should you write down? Shemilel aleph chol hamayid, from the first night of chol hamayid, the eloch and on, yoimru v'sein bracha. We will start saying v'sein bracha. V'yad mikenev v'koysel, and you put it up on the wall. V'hagam she'edati, even though I know that there are those who will disagree with this approach, says the Shaar Tzion, nonetheless, I believe this is better, a better approach to write down this piece of paper. I want to suggest, he says, that there should be the signs that go up, and therefore, it will prevent tens, if not hundreds of people from making brachos levatola. So we see retroactively what the halacha is in the previous point. If you did say the same talmud of bracha, when you were supposed to say the same bracha, it's a bracha levatola. It didn't say the right bracha. Yes, there are some shuls that do announce certain things or do put up certain signs. Each nahara nara pashtei, each shul has their own minug, which, of course, if there's a good source to it, then we should respect it. So we see over here the importance of not announcing to stop Mashiv Ruach Manah Geshem. At the same time, we don't want people to make a bracha levatala. So therefore, they have a solution. You mentioned to most of the people, and then the people who heard, oh, they'll tell a friend, oh, by the way, tonight, reminder, same bracha. And then, or write down on a piece of paper for Yontif. He says further in the Mishnah Berurah, "Ki anashim shutim ruba nechshon b'layla." We're showing that most people make a mistake the first night. V'chein l'machu b'tila shachris. What about shachris? Do they make the mistake in shachris? He says, "Yeah, you know why? Ad sheyishmu min hashliach tzibur sheposak." Because then he's assuming they're listening to Chazar Sashatz. Okay, then they daven Shmon Esrei also. They say the same talamot of bracha by shachris until they hear from the chazan. That what? that he's saying the same bracha, not the same talmud of bracha. V'yesh bezech shash kama meyus brachos levatola, and there's a concern of hundreds of brachos levatola. So that's why we have the eitzah of speaking to people quietly or putting them to signs. The Ramah says, let's finish here. The Ramah says, v'noyegin loymar b'chol yomtev b'tfilas musaf psuki musaf hayoyim achash amar el aydei moshe avdecha kamar. The minig is to say the psuki, we're talking now on every day of the Shmon Esrei of Musaf, to say the psukim of the Musaf, Sha'omar al-Yadei Moshe Avdecha, V'kraftem and al-Yadei Moshe Avdecha. The Mishnah says, with Yevet, a very important halacha, practical application to what happens if a person forgets, he makes a mistake, and he said the wrong day. Let's say you made a mistake. You know, sometimes the machzor or the sitter is confusing. Not the machzor as much, but let's use a sitter. So it says on the first day of Shmona, the first day of Pesach, and the second day, and the third day, and the fifth day, if it's a leap year, not a leap year, you're getting confused a little sometimes. Before you know it, you're not sure what you're supposed to say. And let's say you totally forgot it. You still fulfilled your Shmona Esrei. It's important to know this, because if not, a person might think, I didn't say my words of the Shmon Esrei, I have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Because he listened to the Chazon B'Chazor Sashatz, and then he'll have to go back. So he's saying, you still fulfilled your obligation. So too, on Sukkis, if you daven the wrong part of that Shmon Esrei, you said the wrong day, the wrong carbon, if you did not finish the bracha, go back to the correct psukia of the karbonus. However, if you did finish the bracha, ein tzarech lachzor. You do not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, and you still have fulfilled your obligation of the Shmona Esrei. We'll stop here for today, and we'll pick up after Tisha B'Av on Wednesday, Mr. Shem.